Just a heads up, the Razzball Football Podcast might not be for all audiences. You have been advised.
Show might make your muscles start to spasm. It may even cause some of you to orgasm.
It's a Razzball Podcast. You need fantasy help.
Well, we think you prefer us. We rock the mic so hard we should ride in the tour bus. Make you shoot all down your leg like your Plaxico Burris.
It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast.
It's a Razzball Podcast. Make some regulars real fast.
It's a Razzball
Podcast.
It's a Razzball,
baby.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a special edition of the Razzball Football Podcast. I know they're all special, but I'm actually the secret remote location today, and we'll see if my coworker, Mr. JB Gilpin, can figure out where I am. JB, good morning.
Where in the world is Nick Capozzi?
All right, I'm in Orlando.
we could have played a nice little game there, but yeah. That would have taken too long.
Yeah, no, we're down actually for an entire week at Disney World, so I don't know
what
my mental state will be once I leave here, but hopefully I'll be all right.
You'll never want to leave.
You know, my lovely daughter is having a great time here. My wife is having a good time. And you know what? I don't mind it at all. It is a nice place, especially when you see your kid happy. But man, there are a lot of people here.
Yeah, that's true. Especially with the weather getting colder up there. They got to come to the warm places here in the States.
Man, but I'll tell well, I don't know. Is Minnesota warm this time of year?
Yeah, good point.
All right, listen, JB, what we're going to do today, we're going to get quickly into the up and down because we've had some technical difficulties, so fingers crossed we're going to make it through the show.
Yeah, it's been interesting. It's like we're a bunch of revolutionaries putting together our words together from all over the globe.
Yeah, I don't know if that makes us revolutionaries, but it makes us something, that's for sure.
Makes us fantasy analyst revolutionaries.
There you go. And listen, you know, it is a crunch time in fantasy season. There is one regular season left if you play in a 16-week season. So it is definitely down to crunch time, and hopefully you're still in it. If you're listening to this, there's a good chance you're still in it.
Or you just really like us.
Well, yeah, that's an option too. All right, here we go. Let's start right off with the Thursday game. It is the New Orleans Saints at the Atlanta Falcons. JB, tell me who you like.
I like Darren Sproles. He's immediately put back in that offense after missing a few weeks with that hand injury. Got 7 catches for 65 yards last week. He'll be needed again in this one in what will be a tough game for the Saints to try to beat Atlanta for the second time this year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's hard to not like Darren Sproles as long as he's healthy, so I've got no argument for you there. But tell me who you're down on.
I'm actually down on Michael Turner. I know he's been, you know, a solid low-end RB2, but he had a really rough week against the Saints a couple weeks ago. I think the Saints play hungry again. I think Turner gets stymied.
Yeah, good word choice. You know, I just see more and more of the load slowly shifting to Jaquizz Rodgers, who is a really talented back. And Turner, I know people always say, well, Turner, you know, had all those years as a backup in San Diego, so there's not a lot of tread on the tire. But the way he plays, he is he's getting up there. So hopefully you're not having to start Michael Turner. So, you know, listen, we're 2 for 2 so far.
Yeah, he's like a miniature sumo wrestler piling through the line. He gets a lot of hits.
I don't know if you'd appreciate that analogy, but I like the creativity.
Yeah, well, we try.
All right, so on Sunday, we are kicking off with Arizona at the New York Jets. I don't know if this game is going to be watchable, but tell me who you do like for a fantasy from a fantasy point of view.
I'll be watching my one guy, and, you know, I've been on him for a good amount of time now. That's Andre Roberts, sticking with him. 9 catches for 92 yards last week. You know, 13 targets even with that rookie in, still getting a good connection going. You know, he caught 9 of 13 targets compared to Fitzgerald's 3 catches on 12 targets. That tells you something there. So I like him again this week. Probably some junk time. I think he has another good game.
Hey, did you hear Fireman Ed, the New York Jets superfan, will no longer be Fireman Ed at Jets games?
Oh, why not?
He is just he is unhappy with how he's being treated. He has some issues with, I think a lot of the Jets fans tend to take some of their frustrations out on him. I don't know why. But yeah, he said he will still attend Jets games, but no longer as Fireman Ed. He will just go in civilian clothes.
That's disappointing, but hey, being a Jets fan is disappointing.
Yeah, absolutely. Who are you down on?
I kind of teased a little bit. I'm down on Larry Fitzgerald. We were down on him last week. It's obviously not a lack of talent from him, but Ryan Lindley is just not a very good quarterback. Like I said a second ago, 3 catches on 12 targets. I think Rodgers Cromartie is going to be blanketing him again. I don't like him.
Yeah, I think this could be an ugly game.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's one of those games that where red zone will never go to.
Exactly. It'll be a side panel twice, and that's about it.
And now going for a 77-yard field goal.
To win the game 3-0.
All right, next game up. This one should be a little bit more interesting. It is the red-hot San Francisco 49ers heading to St. Louis to take on Janoris James and the St. Louis Rams. With, I believe he had 2 interceptions for touchdowns last week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and let me give myself a little back padding. Started the Rams defense in a lot of leagues was my up call last week.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, you're right, actually. Well, tell me, who do you like in this game?
You know, I'm riding the wave. I like Colin Kaepernick. I don't think he'll go crazy, but the Rams have a good run defense. Lindley put up 312 yards, even with the 4 picks, but I think Kaepernick is going to have another good game here.
And who are you down on?
Yeah, I don't like Vernon Davis. It looked like the move to Kaepernick was going to make him valuable again. No catches last week. You can't be trusting him. Bench.
Fair enough. Next game up, Houston Texans at Tennessee Titans. Who do you like?
You know, I like Kenny Britt. It's just kind of a weird feeling on this one. The Texans defense, man, that secondary has been atrocious without Jonathan Joseph. He's still got the hammy issue. He might play, but he might be out as well. I think Britt has the biggest chance for kind of a home run out of those Tennessee receivers with that bad secondary they're going up against. I have a feeling he could have a nice game here.
They just fired their offensive coordinator. Who are you down on in this game?
And I just said it, the Texans defense and special teams, you know, they have been started. I looked at some ESPN leagues. They're started second most behind the Bears, and they have just been really bad the last 2 games. I know it looks like going against the Titans looks like a good matchup, but I would try to stream someone else, someone like the Rams, or a matchup kind of like that where you could pick someone up off the wire.
All right. Next up, we have the Minnesota Vikings heading to Green Bay. Who do you like?
Yeah, obviously you're starting him if you have him. He's your stud, but I think Aaron Rodgers is going to bounce back from the bad game last week. Packers going to come out hungry. I think he has a big game.
And who don't you like?
Yeah, I gave this one some thought, but I'm down on no one of really fantasy importance. I like everyone that you're going to start in this one. I think I like if Rudolph comes back from the concussion, I think he has a big game. I mean, if you're starting the Packers running backs, then you're not in it. So everyone of fantasy importance to have a good game here.
All right, fair enough. The next game is the New England Patriots at the Miami Dolphins. Anyone worth starting on Miami side?
You know, I actually think so. I think Devon Bess is a kind of under-the-radar guy you could start and have a solid game for, especially in PPR. He's got 4 catches in every game of the past 6. And big games the past 2 weeks. Miami's going to have to throw, and the Patriots defense is going to focus on Hartline. I think Bess will get some junk catches and junk time. I like him as kind of an emergency play.
That's fair enough. Hopefully, if you are competitive at this point of the season, you're not in need of emergency plays. But there's a lot. I noticed there's been a lot of injuries this year, a lot of questionables and even some doubtfuls. So it's been tough to field a competitive roster. Who don't you like in this game?
You know, I don't like the Miami backs. I know they both got touchdowns, Reggie Bush and Daniel Thomas, but, you know, this is going to be a tough game for Miami to even be remotely in it. I think New England routes them. I'm going to bench them both.
Okay. Next up should be an interesting game, the Seattle Seahawks take on the Chicago Bears in Chicago. Who do you like in this game?
You know, I've been notoriously down on him all year. Obviously, he's kind of fallen off the radar, but Matt Forte's backup, Michael Bush, you know, I think he could have a pretty good game. You know, Reggie Bush and Daniel Thomas, as I just said, both had good games against that Seattle run D last week. I think if Forte is out, Bush can be useful and be a good flex play.
Okay. Who don't you like in the matchup?
And this is a guy we've loved all year, but Sidney Rice, you know, he's having a solid year, but this is a really tough matchup for that Seahawks offense going at the road on the road to Chicago. I'd bench him.
Beautiful. All right, we are banging through these games quick today because we were having all kinds of technical problems. So we were trying to get you all of JB's up and downs real quick. So let's continue with the all-meat, no-filler edition. Jacksonville Jaguars head up to Buffalo. Who do you like?
Speaking of technical problems, how about this matchup? I like Cecil Shorts. You know, I've been on him for the past couple weeks. He's been kind of lost in the shuffle with Blackman having the big game. But he's had 100 yards or a touchdown in five of the last six games. That's some pretty preposterous stats right there. I think he has a big game here against that Buffalo defense.
Yeah, he is hot. Who don't you like?
You know, it's a guy we've liked all year, but has been kind of falling off, and that's Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, we liked him in the good matchups, and he seemed to be a great matchup play, but the last two against the Dolphins and the Colts, he hasn't looked good.
All right. Next up, the Colts, speaking of which, head to Detroit to take on the Lions. Both teams in playoff. Well, Detroit needs a lot to break right to be in playoff contention, but the Colts are definitely in playoff contention. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, I think this might be a really big fireworks kind of game with it in that dome. But, you know, with that in mind, I like T.Y. Hilton. He's really emerging as the secondary threat to Reggie Wayne. The Colts will need to throw. The Lions can be thrown on. I think he has a solid game.
Who don't you like?
I don't like Vic Ballard. You know, he still started in way too many leagues, and that kind of surprised me looking at the numbers yesterday. You know, Donald Brown, he's getting the touches. They're kind of cannibalizing each other. I think the Colts will throw all day in this game. I don't think you can be starting them.
Fair enough. Next up, your Carolina Panthers head to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. Who do you like?
My Monday Night Football winning Carolina Panthers against a terrible Eagles team. Anyway, I like Jamaal Charles. We've seen no-name running backs have big games, notably the Brown brothers, you know, Bryce Brown and Andre Brown. You know, they both shredded the Panthers D, and, you know, while both pretty good players, they're not the players that put up the stats in those games. I think Charles is going to have a big game here at home against a Panthers defense that's no good.
And is there anyone else worth starting in this game at all?
Yeah, I think you're sticking with Cam Newton. Huge game last night, obviously. I don't think he comes anywhere close to that, but I think you have to start him because you probably don't have a better option at your QB spot. But other than that, I think this is going to be kind of a fantasy black hole, one of those like 16-9 kind of games.
All right, that is it for the 1 o'clock games. In the afternoon, the 4:05 game is Tampa Bay, the red-hot Tampa Bay Buccaneers heading to Denver to take on the red-hot Denver Broncos. Who do you like in this one?
You know, I like Josh Freeman. You know, he wasn't big last week, but I think he'll be forced to throw in this game constantly. I know Denver's pass defense has been pretty good, but I have a feeling Denver gets a lead early. I think Freeman is a good sleeper quarterback this week.
Who are you down on?
You know, kind of out of nowhere, we had this discussion, and my down for Denver was Ronnie Hillman, and this is exactly why. You just didn't know which running back was going to get the work, and out of nowhere, it's Knowshon Moreno after not even being active since week two, gets 20 carries. Owners might see that and go for it. I'm down on Moreno this time. I think it's still... you know, ride the hot hand. I know they like Moreno for the pass blocking, but then if Denver's up, they might go to Hillman. I'm not starting any Denver running back. I don't buy Knowshon Moreno.
Going to be tough for Pittsburgh to take on Baltimore in Baltimore without Ben Roethlisberger, but is there anyone that you'd want to start on Pittsburgh's side?
No, not at all. I'm down on all of them. You know, the wide receivers have no value with Batch back there. You know, all three running backs are not looking good. Just a bad, bad offense.
All right. Do you like anyone in this game?
You know, I do. I like Torrey Smith. I still don't think he's trusted in enough leagues. I know he had a really rough game 2 weeks ago against Pittsburgh, but I think they'll use him here to kind of stretch the field. I think Baltimore wins this game pretty easily, but they're going to want Smith to open up the offense early. I think he has a good game.
All right, let me guess, you're down here. It's probably going to be all Steelers offensive players.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of jumped the gun there. I mean, just a black hole of the terrible towels, or, you know, terrible offense towels. I don't know, something like that. They're just a bad team without Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, absolutely. He definitely makes it go. Next up is the trying to make the claw their way into the playoffs, Cincinnati Bengals heading to San Diego to take on the Chargers. Who do you like in this one?
You know, yeah, and the Bengals, they're clicking lately. I think they're looking like a solid team if they can make it into the playoffs. And I'm up on Mohamed Sanu. I'm rolling with the hype. He's got touchdowns in the past 3 weeks. He's really emerging as that number two across from A.J. Green. You know, it looked like it was Hawkins at first, but now it's looking more and more like Sanu's going to be that number two threat aside Green and Gresham. I think he has a big game here. I think San Diego will give him a run for their money. I think the Bengals will have to throw. I like him.
Who don't you like?
You know, I don't like Denario Alexander. I know he's been really big and pretty consistent since emerging about 3 or 4 weeks ago, but he's got a thigh injury that even if he plays, he'll be slowed down a little bit. Cincinnati gives up the fifth least amount of points to opposing wide receivers. I think he is not start worthy.
All right. The last afternoon game is the Cleveland Browns traveling to Oakland to take on the Raiders. Tell me who you like.
This might be another one of those unwatchable games, but there probably will be some scoring. And I have a sneaky feeling that Darius Heyward-Bey might have a big game. I know he didn't have a catch last week. This is a way deep sleeper if you're in a AFC-only league or something like that. But with Joe Hayden all over Denarius Moore, I have a feeling that Heyward-Bey is going to get a lot of work against an otherwise bad secondary.
Who don't you like?
He was my down call last week, even though he was all right on Sunday. That's Marcel Reese. There's a lot of rumors going around that McFadden's going to be back. Goodson could return as well. Even if they both don't, you know, I still don't trust them. I wouldn't play them.
And the two primetime games this week are all NFC East matchups. The Sunday nighter is the Philadelphia Eagles heading to Dallas. Who do you like?
Yeah, this is going to be a painful one because it could go terribly wrong, but I'm up on Tony Romo. Opposing quarterbacks the past 2 weeks have just absolutely destroyed that Eagles defense and Cam Newton and RG3. I know Romo's not the running quarterback like those guys are, but I think he plays big in this game. I think Dallas is still clinging to hope that they can come back and maybe make a wild card push. I think he has a big game against a real deflated Eagles defense.
Who are you down on?
And I said it earlier, you know, the Panthers defense just gives up huge games to these no-name guys. And Bryce Brown is going to look like the best pickup this week. I mean, he probably is one of the best pickups, but there's no way you can trust him to start. Dallas will be ready for him. There's no way you can start him.
And we have a Monday nighter. It is the New York Giants heading to Washington to take on RG3, who is emerging as one of not just the most exciting players in the NFL, but must-watch television. Who do you like in this game other than RG3? And I don't care if you like him or not, because I do.
I think everyone likes RG3. No-brainer start. But I'm up on Pierre Garçon. You know, welcome back, Pierre. It's good to see him back out there. That foot injury, he's still not 100%, but Washington will need to throw. He had a big game last week in his return. I think he's as good as any as a low-end wide receiver two, wide receiver, or a high-end wide receiver three that has great upside.
And who are you down on?
What a better way to end the show and end your holiday week than saying I'm down on David Wilson. You know, I had to bring it up because Andre Brown breaks his fibula. He and Bradshaw have been splitting carries and both being been valuable. You know, I don't think Wilson's going to immediately get thrust into that 15-touch mode that Andre Brown was getting lately. I think it's going to be a lot of Bradshaw. Hey, but David Wilson, he broke 100 yards on the year. He's at 102.
Why do you have to hate, JB? Why do you have to hate?
I'm nothing if not a holiday destroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for putting up with our speed dating edition with the Razzball Football Podcast. We will be back on Terra Firma next week, and we'll be back to our normal fantasy goodness. JB, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks, man. Enjoy the rest of your time in Disneyland.
I will.
That kick-ass Razzball Football Podcast theme song you're rocking to right now, that's by Symphony of Nine featuring Juice Jones. We'd also like to thank the staff at Glenmore Records for helping us put this together. If you need quality audio recording done in the city of Toronto, check out glenmorerecords.com.
It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast.
Baby, little muscle man.
It's the Razzball Podcast.
Make some radio listen fast.
It's the Razzball Podcast.
It's Razzball, baby.